darling baby, my Creole Belle, my Creole Belle, I love her well. My darling baby, my Creole Belle.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's the great Mississippi John Hurt, born on this day, July the 3rd in 1893, singing his great Creole Belle. First time I saw Mississippi John Hurt, Newport Folk Festival, rediscovered by the nation, one of the great original blues singers of all time, Mississippi John Hurt. And now, the rest of our day in history. On this day in 1761, on July the 3rd, the Northwest Confederacy was created in what is now near Detroit. Well, actually, it was a fort back then. This is an organization that consisted of a number of Indian nations, the Delaware, the Miami, the Ojibwe, Ottawa, Potawatomi, Shawnee, Wyandot, and they were brought together by a man named Tecumseh. He put together this confederacy to take on the Americans. He was seen as a great prophet and leader of Native people and wanted to unite tribes to take on the Americans and created later this was called the Tecumseh's War. Fought it during the War of 1812 and before to save the land of his people. The Northwest then meant around Indiana, Michigan, and that area. That happened on this day in 1761. And on this day in 1835, there was a huge strike done by children. And we're talking about little children, 8 to 15 years old and younger. Went on strike for an 11-hour day and a 6-day week. And they compromised for a 69-hour week. And this happened in the silk mills in Paterson, New Jersey in 1835. On this day in 1844, you know, we exterminate species right and left. We're threatening that right now in the world. And there was a species of incredible birds called the auks, the great auks, these huge flightless bird. Well, on this day in 1844, that was the day that we killed the last pair of great auks on this planet. This is the day in 1848 that slaves were freed after their struggle in what's the Danish West Indies, which is now the U.S. Virgin Islands. This took place in 1848, way before the American Civil War. Speaking of the American Civil War, on this day in 1863, the last battle, the Battle of Gettysburg, culminates in Pickett's Charge on this day. And in 1913 on this day, Confederate soldiers, veterans, at the Great Reunion of 1913 reenacted Pickett's Charge when they got to the top of the hill. All these Union veterans were there to greet them and with outstretched hands and friendship from Union survivors of that battle. And, of course, that was mostly a white event, even though black troops fought in it. And on this day in history as well, this was the day that in 1962 that Algeria became independent on this day. Charles de Gaulle, after the battle for independence of the Algerians, finally said enough and they gained independence on this day in 1962. And on this day in 2005, same-sex marriage becomes legal in Spain. So a lot happened on this day, and we won't go through all of it right now. I want to encourage you all to go to steinershow.org and go there and check on all the wonderful things and interesting things that happened on this day in history on July the 3rd. We'll be right back.